Right now on VFN TV, the United States of Stress. There was a study done literally by Everyday Health talking about stress as an epidemic. We're going to go over the study, but we're also going to unpack it and what it means for you to be able to manage stress. This chronic stress is not meant for you, and you're going to find out details how to be set free from it right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Think about it, United States of Stress. We talked about in a previous program, if you called it, that a lot of principalities and powers, literally a Jezebel spirit, sort of stirring everybody up, saying these negative things, saying things that aren't true, and the media is just constantly, the school systems, the education systems, universities, if people are agreeing with it and they're repeating it, and there are things that cause your spirit to literally just hurt and be vexed. People are suffering from stress, and it's literally a chronic problem now in America. That's the goal of the enemy, but the goal of Jesus is to be able to give you peace. And we're going to talk about this study right now. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Paul Ramos.
Hello.
Man, this is a very, very good study.
Serious.
It's very accurate.
Very accurate. A lot of people in America are suffering, yeah. And a lot of people need relief. And what's happening is that, there's some stress is actually good for you. The real problem is the chronic stress,
right.
And how people are coping with this stress and what they're doing to find relief. And yeah. So it's interesting that while the stress level is going up, many people are still addicted to so many things. It's not just drugs. Right. And so we need to find a healthier
How are you dealing when stress happens? How do you deal with it? Do you go to food? Do you go to medication? Some people, John, even go to religion.
Oh, yes.
For stress. You know, they sing one more song and it's like, it's about having a relationship
with God.
It's not about, just a religion type thing. But you can start trying to manage, your stress in the wrong ways. I always pray when I pray the tabernacle prayer. We're going to have that available to all you that have abided. It's coming really soon. But, when I get to praying in regards to the Holy Spirit is that, comfort me. Ask the Holy Spirit, forgive me if I offended you in any way. Comfort me in a way that I would not seek comfort in any unnatural way
on
the earth. Because the Holy Spirit's our comforter. He's the one that comforts us and communicates the love of God to us. And I'm always mindful of that because we can turn to things and stuff and drugs or whatever.
Satisfaction.
Yes.
Right? Where can I be satisfied?
Right. Nobody wants to show up to help you at a time of stress than Jezebel, right?
No doubt.
Yeah, they say, I can help you with that.
I can help you.
And you're so beaten and you're like, okay, will you be my assistant? It's like, no, don't do that, right?
How many times has that happened?
Oh.
Yeah. Too many.
Too many times.
Too
okay.
many.
So let's go.
So here's a study.
Yeah.
Everyday Health put this study, and I'm going to share with you a little bit about what they said, but they say our research shows that chronic stress is a national epidemic for all genders and ages, particularly those that are 25 to 35 years old. To unpack this problem is a matter of partly mental health, partly physical health. Here's the hard truth. The causes and solutions to chronic stress are a complex mixture of socioeconomic, environmental, genetic, physical, and spiritual factors.
Yeah.
Although there are different types of stress, some even positive, the type we need to pay attention to, says the experts, is chronic stress.
Right.
It's this never-ending, constant state of pressure that's blowing your mind and everything else away.
You think about the word disease,
dis-ease,
where you're no longer have ease in your life. Things aren't easy.
Well, this is what it goes on to say.
Okay.
This is the stress that makes it hard to sleep well. It makes it nearly impossible to lose weight. And it finds us fighting one cold after another. It's the stress that can be both cause medical conditions and trigger an exasperated flare-ups from existing conditions. Now, this kind of stress depresses the immune system, alters our moods, and damages our professional and personal relationships.
Once your immune system is repressed, then you catch anything.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
But think about that. It affects all parts of yourself. It's not just your physical state. It's your mental state, but it also affects your social relationships, the way you engage with other people. Because when you're in high intensive stress, everything gets magnified.
Well, I definitely want to say that that's one reason why we have the VFNKB community. is you can join that now so that we can begin to share with you some things that we've forgotten, how to develop, you know, automate your success by going back to the routines and establishing routines in your life that give you peace. Do you know your children are peaceful when the parents have a routine in their life? But if you're all over the map and they don't know where you're going next, your children are fearful and they're anxious. But you know what? If you have routines in your life, if you have a morning routine that you spend with God and some things that you do in the morning and things you do when you show up at work, we talk about that. You know, it's literally a focused life, how to rediscover the success principles in your life. So you want to go to the VFNKB community and join it. We talk about that and so much more there. John?
We're going to continue to unpack this this study because we're going to show you some of the key factors, what Americans are stressed about. But this makes so much sense in the age that we're living in with all this technology.
24/7.
All this notifications, constant emails, podcasts, you know, Facebook, social media. It's nonstop. And you have to give your brain, you have to give
your notifications,
mind.
Ding, ding, ding.
You got to give yourself a rest, some peace, some solace. It's a clue that when a text message goes off, if everything inside of you cringes, you're stressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's where everyone's at.
We talk about that, as a matter of fact.
The stress and traffic. So here's we're going to continue. Everyday Health is taking a stand on stress for everyone who wrestles with it daily, and especially for those who are most vulnerable to the negative effects of unmanaged stress, which we're going to give you some coping tips and some strategy
to
put in place.
Yeah.
Our goal is to help to empower people with knowledge and tools to manage their own stress. Well, what we're going to do is going to go straight to our first slide, and we're going to look at 5184.
Yes.
This is what people are stressed about.
Let's reintroduce this again. So slide one is?
Well, slide one.
How to manage your
stress. No, not how to manage your stress. We're going to talk about what are the things people are stressed about.
Oh, okay.
What are they experiencing? In fact, 52% of respondents in this study said that financial issues regularly stress them out, well above the 35% who cited jobs and careers as the next common stressor. 52% of people.
Well, you think about it, one of the reasons why is because it's not because we're not wealthy. We're the wealthiest nations in the world if you're in America. America's poorest person is richer than, 70%-ish? Of the entire world's population. It's the fact that everything is they're spending your money on and the stressors that are pulling your
over-leveraged.
Finances. Yes. So that's very important to understand that. So when you begin to manage your stress, one level is like begin to manage where you're spending your money. And you don't have to, what they do is they do like $4 for this and $3 for that and $10 for this and $9.99 for that.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you got $400 or $500 going out a week to nothing.
To nothing.
To
Meanwhile,
subscriptions, yeah.
I was just talking to my brother-in-law. He's telling me that people in the Philippines, if you earn $10 a day, that's a good salary, $10 a day.
Right.
So people are surviving on a whole lot less. We can learn probably to do the same.
So we need wisdom.
Wisdom.
In this day. Okay.
Wisdom. Okay. Next one is just over, this is 5185.
Yeah.
Just over a third of all respondents reported that their job or career was a regular source of stress. 35% of people. And so I can understand that. You know, business is getting more difficult today. If you're watching today, you're probably a business owner or you work at a business. The demand to be productive, the demand to return a profit, and the competition that businesses are facing today are enormous. And so everyone has to be on their A game, and it requires a lot.
And you have this emergence of artificial intelligence and robotic things and automated things, but you're not automated.
No.
And so they're looking at you to produce what the
computer
AI is producing.
Faster.
And so they're trying to figure how to integrate all this, and that we have to understand it's literally coming like a bulldozer, like a train. This AI is, and most people aren't paying attention to it, and people are getting frustrated. But the reality is, we have to be aware of what's going on. And so we'll talk more about
that.
The truth
is that humans don't operate as fast as computers do. But what happens is when your customer comes in, they're expecting you to whip out this thing, 1, 2, 3, and it just doesn't happen that way, you know.
And God's designed you in the image and likeness of God. You're actually more wonderfully created than any machine.
No doubt.
The only thing the machine would know is what we know put together. It's not something it knows. It doesn't have a soul. It's just information. It's just data. You know, it's not a soul, but many people respond to it in that particular way. We're going to talk more. John, what's next after this break?
When we get back from this break, we're going to share some more of these statistics. Maybe you might find yourself in these statistics, but we're also going to be sharing about ways that you can cope, manage the stress in your life. But before we go, listen, take this time to comment below.
What's stressing you?
What's stressing you? What are the things that are pressing against you? What are the things that you want to find relief? And maybe you found some ways that you can cope with stress. Share it below.
Also, John, they may have some. So you may have some techniques that you can share with others about how to manage stress in this day. Comment below. We love hearing from you.
We'll be right back. You don't have to leave this place. The way that you came, you will leave here soaked and saturated and burning with the presence of God.
I believe this is the hour of Jesus the Evangelist. We have not seen him like this since the 70s. There's a new breed of evangelists that are not looking for a stage. They only want Jesus.
And now we come to God and we meet the creator of heaven and earth and we meet Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's an experience you'll never forget. That's why when he touches you, you've got to tell everybody about it. You've got to shout it from the rooftop. You've got to shout it from the mountaintop. I've met him. I want to tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you about him.
Don't miss your chance to get this free book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, where I share a prophetic encounter God gave me about a coming wealth transfer. And this whole genesis of this book and these strategies is to position you for a coming wealth transfer. It's 10 strategies for success, dealing with your belief, your actions, commitments, giving you plans, giving you strategies. I mean, so many things I can't even talk about, but it's yours for free. Go to VFNKB.com and get your free copy now.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You're going to be so interesting to look at generational Z stress level. Take a look at this right here. You're looking at 5186. What's this say, John?
Among those millennials and Gen Zers surveyed ages 22 to 37, I believe those are the millennials, and the Gen Zers 18 to 21, respectively, they chronically work stress rose to 44%. So their chronic work stress went up to 44%.
Right. They're living this life in this digital world.
Yeah.
But then they're having to walk out who they are in the natural world.
Big deal.
And there's a big difference because it's not instant. You know, I read about it in my book, we don't have a lot of time, but about how, you know, Simon Sinek talks about how he's interviewed millennials that are at workplace and they say, well, I think I'm going to leave. And he goes, well, leave. He's how long have you been here? He says, I've been there 6 months. Yeah. And it's like, 6 months? what do you, and everybody starts laughing in the audience. And he's, I got this in detail in my book. And then he says, well, you know, I feel like it's going nowhere. See, what happens is people can see where they are and they can see where they want to be, but they don't understand the difficult journey and the sacrifice required to get there. And that's a major stressor when you didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
Because they're not teaching it in the universities, they're not teaching it in the schools that you gotta, you know, life is hard, but it's rewarding to
Absolutely.
Work hard, right?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Well, listen, some key takeaways. Almost one third of those surveys say that they visited a doctor about something stress related. That's a huge percent. 30% of people are going to the doctor because of stress.
Yeah.
5182.
Yeah, right.
50% of survey respondents say they are paralyzed. I'm gonna repeat that again. 50% of survey respondents say they are paralyzed by stress. 43% say they are invigorated by stress.
57%. So 57% survey respondents say that they are paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
43% say they are what?
Invigorated.
Invigorated by stress.
Invigorated.
Those are the leaders, right?
Yeah. But that's a pretty huge number.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Think about
it's very huge.
Paralysis. That means you're not moving. You're
right.
Stuck in life. And I feel like a lot of people are stuck.
And that's where people go in and they say, you hear people like, so what are you doing? It's like, I watch Netflix all week. Like, what?
Yeah.
Is that what you did? You're running a company. What are you keeping?
I'm on a 3 week binge of Netflix. What are you doing?
Yeah, right.
Are you doing?
Or, you know, I was in Mobile. Hello to our Mobile audience. And I was talking to one of the clerks there. And I said, you know, what do you do? She says, as a clerk, she's in probably her late 40s. She says, I watch YouTube. I'm like, okay. All right, that's what she does.
Like all day?
That's what she does. But what it is things that just kind of take away your time.
Take me away.
You only have so much time on this earth. You only have so much time. And the enemy wants to suck it up, but what you want, and use it all up. But God wants you to invest it. He's giving you this time to be able to produce and to make more of what he's given you. And so the goal is, the fight is, how do I actually align myself to produce and be successful? And one of the ways is to deal properly with the stress that we're facing and to recognize
Absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Okay.
It goes on to say, 5181, 51% of women surveyed, 51% of women surveyed say they don't see their friends at all in an average week. And this relates to isolation. A lot of people are feeling isolated. You're designed to have human interaction and contact, to see and experience emotions, to see the emotions of other people. When you're looking at a digital screen, whether at home or on your computer, you miss that engagement. So many people are feeling isolated.
An instant message is not a connection with a human being.
Yeah, that wasn't a conversation, right?
Right, it was not a conversation.
Okay. Next one. Mm-hmm. 59% of baby boomers have never been diagnosed with a mental issue. 59%. Yet 52% of Gen Zers already have been.
I mean, they were cranking out those diagnoses left and right in the previous administration and presidency.
Yeah.
Over VA, they were constantly speaking out over them. They were literally wanting them to get that diagnosis. And at the same time, they were stirring them up to cause them to be stressful.
Yeah.
You know, and saying it's bad, it's terrible, it's not good. It's like, this is the greatest our economy's ever been. This is the greatest chance you ever have for success. It's the highest our stock market's ever been. Our military is stronger than it's ever been before. We have a president fighting for, you know,
religious
Israel,
freedoms.
Religious freedom, you know, for life in the womb. And the enemy's trying to convince so many people that are hearing the wrong message that it's bad.
Right.
And you're stressed out when you should be celebrating, but you
absolutely.
Need Jesus for that.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Next one. Just over a third of all respondents say their job or career is a regular source of stress. Among millennials and Gen Zers, they chronically work stress rise to 44%. We shared that already. The next one, more than Half, 51% of women say they feel bad about their appearance weekly, and 28% say their appearance regularly causes them to stress, while only 34% of men say they feel bad about their appearance weekly. Let me tell you something. I'm not a woman, okay? That's clearly obvious, but I can empathize for these ladies.
Right.
You know, society puts so much stress and pressure on them with all these images.
Right.
My goodness. It takes me forever just to do my hair. I can imagine what it takes them to do theirs.
It doesn't take you forever to do all four of those hairs?
All four of them. But you know what I'm saying? Right. It's way too much pressure in society. Way too much.
It's time to, you know, realize trust God instead of trusting technology and trusting, you know, what you know or who you know, and begin to abide with God. If you haven't yet, begin. Listen, a lot of people want to abide with Jesus. Jesus says, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. And he says, but if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you can ask whatever you wish. It'll be given to you. It's to my Father's glory that this actually takes place. A lot of people want to do it, but they don't have a plan. Guess what? We have a free plan for you right now. You can have it right this moment. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org. You can see it on your screen. Request your simple abiding plan today. It will come to you immediately in your email. You can begin to do the very secret to managing your life, which is abiding with Jesus Christ. This life is meant to be lived out together with God, not alone, not isolated, with God. What happens when you live with him and him with you and you're following him and he's speaking to you? I mean, we're here today because God said, do what we're doing today. That's why we have a peace about it. We're not stressed out about it because he said, he's with us right now on television. When we're talking to you right now, wherever how you're listening to us, we know he's with us. We're confident in that. We have peace in that. Anybody else would be stressed out if they weren't abiding with God about doing this. And we're talking to you because God had you in mind when we abide with him. And we just abide, we abide with him today. Go to iabide.org and request your simple abiding plan today. John, what's next after the break?
When we get back from this break, we're going to share some more of these statistics, but we're also going to share with you some hope and some strategies for coping and managing the stress in your life.
Good news.
Join us when we get right back.
We'll be right back. Can employees have a Bible study at work during free time? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm calling on behalf of a friend of mine. He does security. The first job, they put him in the hospital. And some of the families, you know, he would talk to him because he's a minister. And he would just talk to him, you know, but he was not trying to force his opinions on his coworkers or anything, but they had put that out, so they transferred him to another place. So they're trying to find a reason to fire him. So what if he's right? You know, he's afraid to read his Bible, even when he goes for his lunch break outside of the building.
Yeah, let me tell you this. First of all, when it comes to reading the Bible at work or during lunch break, he has the right to do that. And the idea that he could be terminated because he's reading a Bible is just wrong, so they're absolutely incorrect there. With regard to religious expression at the workplace, it's not off limits either. Now, what you can't do is cause disruption to the workplace. That's kind of the key standard. So let me do this. Get your friend to call us, and we'll get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice.
Stay informed on critical issues by visiting us online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. In his book, The Matheny Manifesto, Mike Matheny, highly successful manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, writes specifically to young men who want to play Major League Baseball. He wants them to know that biblical values serve as a moral compass.
I believe that it is our responsibility to jump into life and figure out a way to look for opportunities to share what's most important to you. When those opportunities present themselves, to hopefully be able to direct them to God's Word.
The Bible's influence cannot be overlooked, taken for granted. It has impacted education, the arts, science, government, and more. Engage with the Bible. Acknowledge and celebrate its impact and influence in every area of our daily life.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So we got like 47% right here, John, right?
Yes, 47% of all respondents, with women and men almost evenly matched, say that their response to stress is to take it out on themselves. Think about that. 47% of people are beating themselves up.
People do that. I mean, people, I mean, they have cutters, people that cut themselves to get relief. You know, you think about it, you're made in the image and the likeness of God. And what the devil wants to do, he wants to convince you to hate the image and likeness of God.
Yeah.
And so he says, I will quit pressuring you and quit causing stress on you if you damage yourself. Eat too much, cut the image of God, the likeness of God, go out there and go shopping and spend more money than you have. And it's amazing when you do that. When you eat the thing you shouldn't eat, the stress goes. Well, you go ahead and give in to the sin, the stress goes.
Yeah.
Then you go out there and you cut yourself, the stress goes. You go out there and spend money and buy something you shouldn't buy, and also the stress goes, but guess what? You got all those bills coming in the back. The enemy's just wanting you to damage yourself in some way, right?
Yeah. And the self-talk, the self-hatred talk that goes around and around and around and around, you're destroying yourself.
Yeah, you should say, you should look at the look at you. Oh, fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh,
marvelous are thy works.
My goodness, look, mercy and goodness are following me right now.
Yes.
I mean, you got to really speak this up. We talked about that before, about, you know, literally begin to write out the affirmations that God said over your life, put a little music to it, and take 5 minutes every morning and just reprogram your mind to have those thoughts again every single
morning. That's our bonus material. Don't leave too much.
We're
going to be talking about now VFNKB strategies for coping and managing your stress.
Yes. How many?
There's seven of them.
Seven of them. Okay.
And so this is number one. We're talking about how can you cope and manage this thing called stress in your life. And it's real practical. Begin an exercise program. Begin.
Just a basic.
You know,
it's
something.
Just something basic. If you're doing nothing,
Doing
something's better than nothing. Successful people quite often end up with too much stress. And so, but they're thinking this long-term big stuff.
Yeah.
And so when they think about working out or exercise, they think about, okay, I've got to be able to spend 2 hours in the gym or something. Like, and you overdo it, and then you crash out and you're stressed out over your
And fitness. You hurt yourself. Yeah.
Instead of just saying, you know, I'm going to walk 4 or 5 minutes, 15 minutes. I'm going to do a little of this, a little bit of that. And that's it. Just kind of build gradually on it over a period of time.
What people found with a habit is that it's not so much the quantity. It's the fact that you actually set up a disciplined time to do it. You know, if you set 15 minutes for 3 or 4 days a week, what's more important is that you're setting that period aside, and then you can actually build on that. Same thing is true when people want to save money. You can't save a whole lot of it. Save a little bit at a time.
So one tip would be to think about, okay, if you're not exercising at all, just start taking a small, brisk walk once a day, nothing big, you know, maybe like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then do it again the next day. And do it again the next day. Just 10 minutes. Even though you're like, I got all this energy, I'm going to do 30 minutes. Just do 10.
Yeah.
What you're doing is reprogramming your mind, because it takes 6 weeks for your mind to build new neurostructures to understand that this is what you're going to do. It'll fight against you for a while, but about 6 weeks it takes where all of a sudden your mind says, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this. You need that to kick in first before you start doing
that's
things.
That's so important because we've already developed these paths for wrong ways.
Eating, doing stupid stuff
and sin and, you know, all the things that people do. Mm-hmm. But you need this time period to develop that new path. So you will instantly go to a way to relieve that stress.
Right. So exercising is so important. As a matter of fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you every single one of these seven secrets to be able to manage your stress right in the VFNKB community. You can go to VFNKBcommunity.com if you hadn't joined yet. It's simple to join. Request to join. You'll be able to come in. You come in through invitation. But there, we're going to, every single one of these, we're going to empower you with these. And it's very encouraging. You need this. The environment is stressed out, but God has an answer for it. So make sure you go to the VFNKBcommunity.com, and we're going to share the rest of these because time's running out on this particular program. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray right now over our audience. I speak peace, be still. Relationship, peace over your relationship. Peace over your mind. Peace over your business. Peace over your ministry. Peace over your community. I pray that you would enjoy life again, and that you would discover even in these key secrets to be able to manage the stress that's in this life, and that you will succeed. And I just pray right now, God will bless you. And Lord, we just call out to you right now. Dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John.
Yes.
There's this, you know, the Shekinah glory of God, the presence of the Lord, just awesome. There's a song that that you know we sing as believers, and it's been around for a while now, but it's called, right, you know, Shekinah glory come down, where you're calling down the presence of God, you know?
The glory of God.
Yeah, I remember in one of the VFN churches that they were gathered together and they were in worshiping, and there's a brand new person in their fellowship, and they've never heard about the glory of God or the Shekinah glory of God. And so everybody's singing that song, you know, Shekinah glory come down, Shekinah glory come down. And, you know, and it seems like everything's okay. But you know, halfway through their gathering, this person leaves.
Right.
And then, you know, what was going on? What was happening? You know, so finally, maybe a couple weeks later, the pastor goes over and sees the person and talks to them and finds out what's going on and said, well, you know, I was talking to my father, and I don't know who Shekinah is, but, you know, we're not really into worshiping any of these gods. And it was just so funny. They actually thought that it was Shekinah, that they were actually worshiping some god called
Shakira.
Shakira or Shekinah. And, of course, she was able to explain what it was. It was so funny. You think about it. You're saying, where is this Shekinah or Shakira? What's going on right here?
That's really funny.
It is hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah.